me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the way notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me. Spirit divine, open my mouth and let it bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, my will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Wonderful singing. You may be seated. It's our opportunity to bring our praise and prayer requests before the congregation. Continue to pray for Jean Gortmaker as she heals from her hip surgery. I haven't, other than when Harlan called me on Friday, haven't got an update on them, but I know they would continue to ask for our prayers as begins the healing process for hip replacement. Other requests? Dale.
Ron and Susan.
Continue to pray for Ron and Susan Bauer. I know it has been a blessing for them to have the opportunity to make so many memories, but we all know that Ron's diagnosis is terminal. Sleeping more, that was the latest update. Still doing some of the doctoring every couple of weeks, but they've been able to. Did Brianne move in or move back yet? To
close.
Okay, because Brianne, their daughter, who was up in Fargo as the doctor, is being able to be transferred to Iowa City. And so this will be a wonderful opportunity. I knew that move time was coming up really close. So other prayer requests or praises? Yes. Our country in many different facets. And just a reminder, normally after I pray, the elders would come, or the deacons and ushers would come forward to receive the morning offering. Because of the COVID, we're still having the offering plates in the back. So just a reminder as you go past, but I will pray for the offering during this time, but we will not receive it here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how you have taking care of the greatest needs that we have. First and foremost, you've taken care of the relationship that we need to have with you that was severed in the garden with Adam and Eve's choice. It plunged the entire human race into sin. We have inherited that sin, but we also commit our own sins. And We are desperately in need of a Savior, and you made sure to send your Son, that by bringing us into your family, that He is the only way. But because of that death and the free gift of salvation, our lives can be changed. And it's not just the destination of our eternity, but it is here on this earth. We have been called to be ambassadors for Christ, ministers of reconciliation. And we look at our country and our world, but specifically, we are heartbroken for our country, for the injustice that we see splashed on TV from videos, both with those in authority and those on the streets. And it is again a reminder that until Christ comes, there will be unrest. But Father, as your people, give us wisdom on how to be those ministers of reconciliation, for changing outside circumstances only works for a little bit. It is the ultimate to change the inside of the heart. Father, I pray for those cities that are facing such extreme unrest, for loved ones that may be there, protect, for elected officials, give them wisdom, and not just for the local, but national leaders as well. And we pray that they would seek first your face. Father, you have told us to have your Holy Spirit examine our own hearts, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways. We ask for a healing of our land, not just in this local area. We pray for revival to spread across our country. As we have seen over the last several years, some of those men that have spoken forth your truth that had great opportunities, Ravi Zacharias, Billy Graham, others that have received their eternal reward, raise up another generation that can answer the questions. Help us, as Peter tells us, to be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is within us, but doing it with gentleness and respect. May we not forget that component. Father, we lift up Jean Gortmaker to you and ask for healing as she has gone through hip surgery. And pray for Harlan that you would help him and their families that come alongside of Jean. And for the long road of recovery, give her patience, but also healing. Give her comfort in the pain, but may it not be the same type of pain that she had. May you increase her mobility. Father, we lift up Ron and Susan to you. Continue to pray for them. We are grateful for the hope that Ron has in you, that we all have, that this life is not all there is. But I pray that as they just continue this journey, they would sense your peace and presence every day, that you would be with Brianne and her husband as they and family as they move to Iowa City, be with all the details and safety and the opportunity of being close to Grandma and Grandpa and being a part of this journey. We ask that in all these things, as hard as they are, you would continue to be glorified. Father, we also lift up our missionaries to you. We thank you for Rocky and Ruth, that you would be with them in Kansas as they minister in a lot of different ways, and his chaplaincy ministry, it has changed with the COVID restrictions. We ask that you would watch over him. We pray for CEF, grateful for that ministry in our state and across the country, but I pray as they have their training this week, the students that come to be prepared for the five-day clubs, and we know with the whole way school ended, students, children are desiring to be social, and the opportunity for these five-day clubs, we pray that you would prepare the hearts of those leading. We're grateful for Glenn and Glenda being with us this morning, but we ask that you would be with all the technology as they have Zoom meetings, some teaching through Zoom and all that. We work together to help prepare these students to present the gospel to the least of these among us. Father, I just ask that as those that give, both sending in checks as well as placing in the offering plate, that you would take these gifts. We thank you for the blessings in our life. We pray that you would use them for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. And as the praise team comes forward, I do want to acknowledge, I prayed for them, Glenn and Glenda Palmquist are sitting here. We don't normally point out visitors, but they are part of the CEF team for South Dakota. We as a church support CEF, and they are going to be having their training out at Sunshine. So we're grateful that they have chosen to worship with us this morning. And if you have a chance, greet them, socially distancing, of course. But I know it is a nice face to put with the CEF name, that because they come from Huron. So.
Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful day to come together. You know, there's so much going on, as Jim prayed, you know, in our community and in our country, and so much sadness, and Satan is actually really probably jumping up and down with joy for all the evil that is happening. But we get to come together and praise a mighty Lord and a God who is loving and giving and just continually loves us from every direction. And so as we sing this morning, will you rise, stand, and sing praises with us this morning?
Yeah. Alpha, Omega, beginning and end. He's my Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, and friend. He's my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for Him. He's my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for Him. He's my Prince of Peace, and I will live my life for
Jesus' face.
ahead and be seated. As we sing this next song, there's just so much in it. I love this song. All of us have our favorites, but there's just so much of the Lord in here that just really touches my heart. So sing with us.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the reminder in those lyrics that even in the chaos and confusion, you are still sovereign. We thank you that amidst the chaos and confusion that we see all around our country right now, between the COVID pandemic and then the riots, we know that it is a strange time in many ways. But you're still on the throne, you're not caught by surprise, and you will still work all things together to accomplish your purposes. We pray that you'd be with our time now as we look into your word. We pray that you would open our hearts, our minds, our ears, as we consider what does it mean to love our enemies. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.